we have to embrace a new paradigm, even if we don't know who we need to be in that new paradigm. We just have to embrace that there is a new paradigm of what's possible that's emerging for us, and that we are willing to continue to recalibrate ourselves to live into that.
Even just the word investing, you can tell there's a choice, because a lot of people think you spend money means you can't get anything back. We're talking about investing, where we invest money, where we expect a monetary return. There's a big difference even in the language that we're using.
What got you here won't get you there. It's time to uncover the micro shifts required to take your income, influence, and impact to the next level. I'm Melanie Benson.
And I'm Samantha Riley. And this is our weekly show for experts and business leaders who are influencing people's decisions to make a greater impact and shatter their revenue goals in the process. Welcome to the Next Level Influence Show. Now let's get started.
There is a really powerful statement in the book, The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz, says that you look at things not as they are, but as they can be. And I love that as a theme for today's conversation. This is the second part in the how we limit our good in the world. And this is about how to like bring the lid off and really like achieve beyond what your wildest dreams thought you could. When we are not stuck in the present moment and we're not feeling trapped in what is, like, we have unlimited potential.
You know, I'm a very visual person, Melanie. And as you were saying that, you know, like taking the lid off, I literally felt goosebumps all over my body because I visualized that lid coming off and like all of the sparkles coming out. I'm very visual, and I got full body goosebumps. And that's about what it is. It's about really believing in what you're capable of in every cell of your body. But on the flip side, and this is what we talked about last week, if growth equals pain in your life, you won't do it. So today we're going to talk about what needs to change so that you can eliminate that pain and really accelerate and, you know, show up in a huge way at the next level.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I think if you go back and listen to last week's episode, you could literally flip all of those into positive statements and you're going to have a great formula. But we want to kind of take ourselves to a whole nother level today. And the first pillar, if you will, of being somebody who can achieve this whole next level of impact and income is exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this word exposure, because what we're exposed to, like, we as human beings are sponges, and what mm-hmm. we're exposed to, it literally, like, it becomes this, if think of like a water filter, right? Like the what goes through the water, like the particles get stuck in the filter, and then what comes through is what we drink. Well, when it comes to success, like the particles are anything that doesn't feel congruent with what we believe is possible. And that's what gets stuck in the filter and can't come through.
Right.
So we want to like take this lid off. We have to allow ourselves to have exposure to ideas and ways of thinking without that filtering system blocking it, which means mm-hmm. we have to repeatedly tap into community, events, masterminds, mentorship, where like creating this new recalibrated way of being and thinking.
Totally, because our brain is wired to keep us safe. So in this, we need to be constantly aware that we need to rewire our brain to allow us the safety to go to this new place.
And I love what you said as we're opening, that if we believe that something's going to cause pain, we won't do it. Like, human beings are almost always wired to avoid pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is diffuse that or rewire that it's not pain, but that there is an adventure, or that there is a learning or something that we value in the progress. And so I think this brings us really quickly to pillar number three, is like we have to embrace a new paradigm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
even if we don't know what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
even if we don't know how, even if we don't know who we need to be in that new paradigm. We just have to embrace that there is a new paradigm of what's possible that's emerging for us, and that we are willing to continue to recalibrate ourselves to live into that, if you will.
Absolutely. There is a major, I guess, point here that I want to really tap into. And that is to be able to take ourselves to that level, whatever, what, you know, with everything that we're talking about, is there are two things that you need. Number one is you need to be vulnerable, because if you're unable to show up, you know, in a safe space, you know, with your coach, with your network, and be able to openly discuss what's going on, it's very difficult to be able to break through the limitations. And the next, so number one, be vulnerable. And number two, be humble, because we need to be able to, you know, accept new ways of thinking, that we don't have all the answers. And unless we can do these two things, it is really difficult to do any of the things that we're talking about here today.
Yes. And kind of bringing one and two together, I think there's a little bit of like the power of associations. Like when you're associated with people who this is their normal way of being, which is, you know, they're thinking outside the box. And it's like, we either normalize next level behavior or we're normalizing comfort zone and staying safe.
Totally. Let me give you an example of that, actually.
Yes, please.
Because that might be super helpful. If I had a problem in my business, if I was speaking to the wrong people, maybe, and by wrong, I mean that aren't serving me in my business. That's all I'm talking about here. Maybe a family member that doesn't understand business, or maybe a friend that, you know, a social friend that isn't in business. I would say, hey, I've got this problem in business. They'd go, oh, you'll be right, and completely blow it off and, you know, go and order the next drink at the bar. As opposed to turning up and having a conversation like I do with you, Melanie, or like we have together, where we'll reach out and go, you know, if you've got 5 minutes to talk through this problem, or to go to the your community of your mentor, your mastermind community, say, I've got this problem, where people go, right, let's dig in, tell me more. They ask really good questions. They take your thinking to different places that you hadn't considered so that you can see a different perspective and really start unpacking that. That's the difference of the two different networks, those two different places to hang out and see different perspectives. One will completely shut it down because that's how they feel safe. And the other one, they'll open up Pandora's box and like, let's dig in.
Yeah, it's true. Who you ask for support with will always define the level of success you can go to with it. So that's really good. And speaking of that, I think that brings us to the pillar number three, which is how you invest your time, money, and energy in going to that next level. And this is where this is integration, right? This is where we have choices with how we use our time, money, and energy. And it's fascinating to see how quickly your belief system can be reflected in your choices, right? It's like how you invest is a really great clue to what you believe is possible.
But even just the word investing, you can tell there's a choice, because a lot of people think you spend money means you can't get anything back, or you spend time, it means that you put time into something and there's no return, or you're spending energy where you do something and there's no return. We're talking about investing, where we invest money, where we expect a monetary return. We invest time knowing that it'll come back to us tenfold. We invest energy knowing that it will give us energy. There's a big difference even in the language that we're using.
Very true. Very true. So here are some of the things I would invite you to look at: how you're investing. And are you investing in the next level version of you, or in keeping the maintenance of what you have now? And one of these is your growth team. You know, are you investing in a team that can take you where you're going next? Are you investing in people who take ownership, that implement, that can eliminate you as the bottleneck? Or are you basically creating more work for yourself because you're investing in team members and helpers that require so much management and handholding? So that's one of the things that comes up for me when I think about this.
Absolutely. And I think at any time in a business, we should be thinking, how do we remove ourselves from the bottleneck so that we can be in our zone of genius? I'll give you a little example of this that happened just this week, actually. So we have, or I've hired two new coaches in our business, and we're doing a lot of training. And one of that was through the system of how we take notes in a coaching call. And one of the coaches said, oh, this is so messy, I'm going to rewrite this. And I said, no, you're not. You're here in your zone of genius as a coach, not in your zone of genius as an admin person. Do not rewrite that. That goes straight to the admin team, where their zone of genius is the admin. Get it off your plate in 30 seconds. Once the coaching call is done, that is finished. You must operate in your zone of genius.
That's a different paradigm for a lot of people. Right?
Yeah.
I love that example so much. I was also thinking about where we invest our time in activities. You know, are we, you know, really looking at, is this activity a needle mover that's going to push me into a whole nother zone of impact and income? Or is it just kind of keeping me spinning in this busyness that doesn't produce results?
That just, again, visual person, all I just think is a vision of the cartoon character Taz, you know, the Tasmanian devil that just spins and makes a big mess. He never actually goes anywhere. And we can really get caught in that in our business. And it's sometimes, and this is a paradigm shift, sometimes you need to stop or slow down to be able to move forward faster. It's not about doing more things. It's not about doing things faster. It's actually about stopping and having a think and feeling into what are those needle mover activities. So it's not just about doing those needle mover activities, but what needle mover activities are there to be done? And, you know, a lot of the times to be able to have those epiphanies of, oh, we're actually not doing enough of this and we're doing too much of this, it happens in the stopping or the slowing down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. And again, like recognizing just that shift in thinking from this is not spending money, you're investing in the business you're growing into. And literally, this is a significant recalibration of thinking that's necessary to achieve those next level. You can't think, I don't want to spend money on putting on an event. Am I willing to invest money on hosting an event that's going to put me on the radar on a whole nother level, right? We have to change the way we make decisions.
Absolutely.
I think we could go on and on, but I think what we're really like encouraging you to consider today is, are you operating out of a place where you're holding onto your comfort zone, or are you operating in a way that's propelling you into new levels of impact, income, and influence? And if you really want to make a greater difference and fulfill the destiny of your, you know, what you're put on this planet to do and make that greater impact, you've got to be willing to play outside your comfort zone and take bigger action that will propel you to new heights. And that's where your ideal clients find you. And that's where you build a legacy.
Yeah.
Sam, you want to say anything else before we wrap up?
I did. I wanted to say, I think that the number one place to start this journey of how, you know, what do I need to do is think about who you're surrounding yourself with. At any time when I think back to when I've gone to a next level, it's always because I've been surrounded by the right people who've really pushed my thinking. And I know that I shared a story when we were talking about the notes for this episode. A lot of my friends and people in my network have just been at an event, which I actually didn't go to. They're all 7- and 8-figure business owners. And they've all come back from this event going, the number one takeaway from us being there is that we're playing too small. Now, just imagine if you were an 8-figure business owner right now and say, oh my goodness, I've just realized I'm playing too small. That's the kind of, you know, people that we want to be around.
I love it. Now I want to go to that event. Yeah. Or maybe we'll just have our own.
Exactly. Now, Melanie, I know that you've got a free resource that will help people to really push this thinking outside the box and go to that next level.
You know, I think sometimes knowing what to do differently, what the puzzle pieces are, is where we have to focus on next. So if you go to amplifywithmelanie.com, I've outlined a 7-step framework that will help you add another 100K or more to your business this year by leveraging other people's audiences. So I think that is a great way to pull all of this together. What about you, Sam?
Love it. I would love to share the $1 million plan. This is the plan to discover the 9 key growth areas for your business so that you can have more income, more freedom, and more impact. And you can get a copy of that over at samanthariley.global/plan.
Well, if you are loving the tips and the insights we shared today, we want to know, wherever you're listening to this, whatever, or if you're following us on social, reach out in the comments, give us a little shout out. Tell us, what was the big shift that's going to help you play a bigger game? We want to hear from you. And be sure to follow us on whatever social media platform is your favorite. Tag a friend who you think really needs to hear this message today, and tell them that you were thinking of them when you listened. Sam, this was such a chill producing episode for me. Thank you so much for being my partner in bringing new ways of thinking to our community.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure, Melanie. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we will catch you next week on the Next Level Influence podcast.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Next Level Influence. Before you go, would you subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast player?
We'd love to know what your greatest takeaway was from today's episode. Take a screenshot of the show and share with us on social. And be sure to tag us too so we can connect. Tune in next week for another Next Level Influence episode.